说说看，
开口天天练，
欢迎收听英语说说看。
Hi girls, how are you?
Hi, 熙仁。
Hi, 熙仁，好久不见。
Yeah, it's been a while. 我们今天很 they say three's a crowd.Right, so today we have three people here, 三个人他们英语有句话就说 three is a crowd. So I'm really happy today to have both of you here. Today we're going to talk about something related to shopping, which is something that, you know, it's a girl's topic for sure, but, you know, it's an experience for everyone who spends money.So,
yeah.
Yeah. 我们今天围绕着购物Yeah, 来讲。Actually, before, 之前我们在节目里有讲过，就是你如果进到一家店的话，然后在店里工作的 sales 非常的热情的问你 Hey, how are you doing? Could I help you with something? And if you don't want to be bothered, you can say, no, thank you. That's very kind of you. I'm just browsing. Right?
对
That's one way 你可以很 polite 的就是跟他们问一下好然后再说 no thank you 但是有的时候 it's not just a language thing 它不仅仅是一个语言上面的和文化上面的这么一个问题它也是一个它会给你无意中造成一种
压力
Yes
对
Exactly 就是让你感觉到一种愧疚感 Like oh my gosh 我在你店里转来转去的不买不行的那种感觉
对是的是的是的
Yeah
其实在中国的话这种购物文化是算是比较少的就是像这种
哪种购物文化
就这种
我们形容一下美国这种购物这种热情的购物文化吗
对是的就是每一个人他就看到每一个人都会上前去非常非常热情的去询问这个在中国是比较少的因为它不适合中国的这个文化环境就是大家都是比较委婉比较内敛的然后如果说是有这样的一家类型的店的话是会让客户感觉有点不适的啊，是不是就觉得啊，你是在催我买东西
啊？对这种催你买东西在那叫 pushy right? Sometimes people are pushy with you right? 他会说 Oh my gosh, this looks fantastic on you Like you should definitely try this one Have you seen thisYou should try this one too. I'm gonna make you a really good offer, right? 如果你真的不想买的话 they will find sometimes, 不是每一家店也不是每一个人 but sometimes they would just, you know, 就说、oh, 我给你便宜一点我给你怎么样 I'll make you a better offer. Let me know how I can help you. 他也会一个劲儿的 you know, push you to buy something.
对。
但他这种 pushy 的这种push 就是推嘛它就是英文里就说 when someone pushes you it's like pushy with you 它是好像就是在推着你做某件事情就是 你不是说心甘情愿的去做你是有压力的就是被right? 当这种 behavior 这种现象发生的时候 what would you say? like how would you respond?
我吗
yeah Oh my gosh, like, sorry, I didn't even, like, introduce you. We don't need to do this.
Okay.
Yeah, we have a new voice on our show today. 我们有一个新的声音。
对，是的，小军第一次加入我们的节目，英语说说看。
哎，英语说说看，没错。
Yeah, welcome, welcome on the show. Yeah, really happy to have you here.
Yeah. 刚刚你有问我就是怎么 respond, 他的怎么热情的。
Yeah, 他不单单是热情，他是就像
pushy.
Yeah, pushy. 他不单是 warm, 他是 like, hey, you want to buy this? No, but how about this? No, this, I mean, this is selling out really fast. So I can make you a really good offer. It's our last one.
我可能会直接说I think I'm good, thank you. 然后就走了。
Yeah. 你会怎么样的行程？
对，我肯定是不会接受这样的服务的。但这种服务文化在就是在美国就是很普遍的。但是对我来说真的太不是了。你知道就是在中国有一个也是这种连锁的这种算是化妆品店。然后他就是也有类似这样的服务就是他有很多的导购员最开始呢他也都会每个客户都会特别热情的上前询问他有这样的就做了这样的一个文化但是在中国的市场发展了一段时间之后发现 这种文化非常不适用于中国的市场。然后呢，他换了一个政策，他是把那个购物车做了两个颜色。然后的、
oh,
对你购物车，你选择购物车的颜色代表着你需不需要导购的服务，这样避免了就是这种尴尬。
嗯、这种尴尬，嗯、
对、
嗯，
对我来说就是尴尬，
是尴尬的，
对对对、
awkwardness、
嗯、
对。
So 如果有这样 pushy 的人 try to sell you something， 你会怎么样呢？
直接拒绝啊！
直接拒绝，
嗯嗯，
就是 no thank you，
对对
，OK，
嗯。
Something else that you can say when you feel pressured to buy something. And this isn't just buying something, but it could also be like, you know, if you're offered something to drink or to eat or to smoke, who knows, right? 你如果在一个 event 或者一个 party, and then if someone offers you something, 如果有人请你 you know, 喝酒或者是抽烟或者是 something 你不喜欢去做或者你不想去做的话、then you could also use the same line. 你可以说同样一句话，就是啊、no, thank you, it's not for me. 这个 it's not for me, 或者是、
okay.
it's not my style.
It's not for me. It's not for me. 这句话有四个单词 It's, it, apostrophe s, not, not, for, for, me, me. It's not for me 的意思是说这个不适合我 It's not for me It's not for me 其实能够说出这句话的人是带有一种自信的因为只有当我们知道自己是谁什么东西适合我们什么东西不适合我们的时候我们才能够说出这样一句话 It's not for me When we say this, we're not affected by the pressure 也就是说当别人施予我们压力的时候这句话非常管用尤其是在西方思维里虽然这句话表面的意思是说这个不适合我但是它实际上是在告诉对方你给我的压力我看得到我感觉得到但是我不会因为这一点压力而去做你想让我做的事情 The other line is it's not my style 另外一句话同样四个字 It's not my style S-T-Y-L-E Style 风格这不是我的风格同样这句话是在告诉对方你想让我买的东西或者是你想让我做的事情虽然表面上看起来挺好的但是这并不是我的风格我有我自己的风格我知道 我自己是谁我也不会被你左右
这个样子我就觉得你说出来其实它是对你有一种 empowerment 因为当我们讲话的时候 everything that we say it could be empowering or disempowering when someone is pushy like that to us 我们越把我们自己缩小 when we shrink ourselves sometimes they become bigger just because we become smaller
yeah
and that's not my style so I also want my friends and I want the people that I care about to be able to say no with integrity and to say no and be able to feel good about themselves and not feel bad when they walk away.
So these are all lines that we could say that can make us feel empowered. Because I deeply believe, 我坚信 words carry power. 语言和字词是具有一定的能量的。所以我们的每一句话我们所选的单词其实都很重要因为说出去的话可以让我们感觉自信感觉到正能量或者可以让我们感觉到比较卑微 And so my style is to always choose words that make you feel empowered 我的风格我的用词就是能够让我们说出去的每一句话给我们带来正能量让我们能够自信地把这句话说出去而且能够非常自信非常潇洒地离开一些让我们感觉不太好的人或者是让我们感觉尴尬的一些情景在一个讲英文的大环境里只要我们注意听我们时时刻刻都在一个课堂里 So go out there, live your best life and we'll be back with more
If you like today's session, share it with a friend, share it far and wide, join our Facebook community and subscribe to our podcast so you never miss a session